My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Learning as much as we can today, having an arsenal, if you will, of built-up information. You never know when you're going to need some of this great information. And isn't it great to have a little bit of it all the time building up so you actually are more well-informed than you might have been in the past? I think many times we throw our hands in the air and we just don't know where to go. And then we end up relying solely on only the medical establishment and pharmaceutical medications. And that's okay. But we need to remember that there's a lot of other alternatives and complements that may work well with what you're doing with your doctor. And your doctor may also recommend the other side of the fence as well. So having some information and also having a built-in place to go for that information is very crucial today, because we no longer have the luxury of waiting until we're much older to start taking care of ourselves. We need to do it at a much younger age. And, you know, I think a lot of us are learning that there is a, you know, there's a plethora of health problems at our front door. And many of the things we can take care of ourselves by making lifestyle changes and choices, but there's some things we can't control. But for all of it, a better education on health and nutrition would be good for all of us. Actually, be priceless if we all had that education. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics for our health for today's world. I bring you the best guest in the industry. And like I said, relevancy of the topics is really important. We want to know what's good for us today in today's world. It's an ever-changing world. And, you know, we did 20 years ago is probably really good to know about, but it's probably not applicable today because we live in a completely different place. So relevancy is important about keeping things up to date. And so that most people can say, well, you know, that's what I'm going through right now, or, you know, I know someone that is. And those are the things we talk about here on the show. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, archived, and podcast on my webpage every day, drjeffreyburke.com. You can download the podcast, listen to them when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. Maybe you only got to hear half a show, maybe you want to hear a show again, or maybe you want to send a friend or a coworker because you heard a show that might just be exactly what you were talking with them about recently, and they might be able to walk away with some information. That's what they're for. I love technology, and it allows us to be able to have this on everybody else's schedule so it's convenient for them. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. So longevity is definitely a great attribute that they bring to the industry. They have the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service in a full service environment. All the great products, the best of the best every day. And of course, being able to answer questions and make you feel comfortable, you know. Visit Stay Healthy, and then you'll have someone in the business. You'll have your go-to people for great information and education every single day. Stay Healthy, a fully packed store with only the best of the best at great prices and amazing selection every day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page so you'll stay connected to them every day. and visit their webpage that is rebuilding and under construction, but absolutely very functional. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store, and enter your email address and start getting newsletters and stay connected to the store with all that good information. Well, today we're going to be talking about calcium and all the different delivery systems that are available, because at one time there was just one delivery system and they were very hard tablets, and today it's a different world and we're looking at taking our calcium in all kinds of different ways. So we're going to be talking about that today, and we're going to be talking about the line of products from Country Life, and of course Audrey Ross will be here with us today. Audrey has been with Country Life for over the last 8 years and is a senior national educator. She joined the team with an extensive 25-year background in the natural products industry. For 10 years, Audrey ran a successful naturopathic consulting practice in Texas. She worked with patients on basic health needs, conducted seminars on general nutrition, weight loss, managing chronic health challenges, stress reduction, reading labels properly, and even how to select the right supplementation for you. Additionally, for 3 years, she worked with several medical doctors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, providing nutritional consultations for some of their more challenging patients. Audrey has taught multiple continuing medical education credit courses for medical and dental assistants in Texas and Illinois, and has an extremely strong passion for education, especially in the natural industry. She's also worked on the retail side of industry, managing and opening several vitamin departments for a major vitamin chain. She co-authored a book on female hormone management and is a frequent guest speaker on numerous radio shows throughout the United States and a regular spot with here with us every single month. She's also conducted countless public lectures on health and wellness. Her passion for education and her knowledge has helped her bridge the historical divide between allopathic and naturopathic medical practices. If you've heard Audrey before, you know she makes it easy to understand, and you walk away with information and you didn't even know you were in class or being educated. It was just a fun, enjoyable conversation, and that makes her an awesome guest for me. Help me welcome my guest, Audrey Ross. Hello there.
Good morning. Yes, this is such a fun show to do. I love doing the show with you.
Well, I like my guests to be able to talk. And that's a big thing. I hear that from all my guests. They're like, wow, you let me talk. And I'm like, yeah.
Not common in some shows, but that's another reason why it's so much fun. And we can talk about a lot of different things. And that's what makes it interesting, is because we help people. That's what we're here for. We want to help people, educate them, but not overpower them with a lot of the statistics and the biochemistry. It's, what do I need to know? That's mm-hmm. the simplicity of it.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, there was a time when we were coming up through the ranks, when we were just, green behind the ears, you know, starting many years ago, when calcium was something that was usually done only one way, usually in a tablet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go way back, as you do, probably to dolomite and bone meal.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a situation where they would tell you to take these humongous amounts of a dosage, and if you didn't take those humongous dosages, you weren't getting any benefit. It is a different philosophy today, and delivery systems are better and more effective. You know, I wonder what it was that changed the course for us to look at things differently. Maybe people were not getting the benefit.
Technology
True.
Is a big one.
True.
Because people were told to have those, I remember those dolomite, oh my goodness, blast from the past. But, you know, it was supposed to help. You know, it looked good on paper, but nobody really had any statistics or really any testing to prove that it did work. And as technology evolved, and, you know, sometimes technology, as you said, is great, but sometimes it can, you know, work a different way too. But technology understanding what's happening in the body has multiplied as far as how deep we can go in the last 30 years. I mean, think about it. 30 years ago, mm-hmm. we didn't know how to test for blood levels of calcium mm-hmm. or the actual bone density with a DEXA scan. Those things weren't around, but now they are. And so we're seeing that, oh, this looked good, but it didn't really provide the benefit for the body. How do we get the body to really absorb and utilize this mineral versus just throwing it in there and letting it go out? And that's a lot of times what was happening. Or it was getting absorbed in the blood. It was being recommended for bone health, but it wasn't going to the bone. So there's a lot lot of things that we have learned over the years, and I'm waiting for the next 10 years to see what other new things mm-hmm. we can come up with as far as delivery systems. But that's where we got a lot of information on how the cells work. How do the cells absorb this mineral? Is there a better way? And that's what's gotten us to where we are today.
But do you feel also that there was also a mentality that, you know, I mean, I was basically taught at the very beginning that, you know, if I was talking to somebody that was like 65 or older, we would let them know that it was probably time for them to start thinking about using possibly maybe some calcium.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was that stereotype. Here's the box. You check these many spots off this box. This is what you need. It wasn't mm-hmm. really looking at each individual mm-hmm. as the individual that they are, because some people over 65 have phenomenal bone density. Mm-hmm. Some people 45 have terrible bone density.
True.
So I think we've realized we can't make this box, check off these things in this box, boom, that's what you need. We cannot cookie cutter everything anymore. And I love that about what has happened in our industry, that we have realized everyone is not the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just, at the very beginning, I don't think I would have ever talked to a 20-year-old about calcium.
Exactly, because that wasn't in the box.
No.
That wasn't something, they're fine. And unfortunately, with diets of teenagers and 20-year-olds, some of them are starting to see even osteopenia start that young because of their diet, poor diet.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the other thing is, you know, a lot of people feel that with calcium products that are out there, you know, it's basically something only for the bones. And, you know, I think calcium does a lot more within the body, but it's just something that, you know, I don't think we've learned. I think it's kind of been a category that hasn't been well discussed. You know, you talk to your doctor and doctor says, take calcium. So you go, all right. So you just go pick up one. I have a funny story. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you. And it's about reading labels. I had my store, so it was probably about 15 years ago. So there was a lady called me up and she said, do you carry a 2000 calcium milligram calcium? And I went, they don't make a 2000 milligram calcium. She goes, oh, they do. And I said, no, they don't. And she goes, well, I've got a big bottle here and it says 2000 milligrams of calcium. She goes, I'm going to bring it in. I said, okay. So she came in with this gigantic jug of calcium tablets and they were
that weighed 20 pounds.
Oh, it was huge. And she set it on the counter and she points to the front label and she said, see, 2000 milligrams calcium. And I turned it around and it said, every 16 tablets provide. And I said, did you read this? And she went, No. And I was just like, we laughed about it, but you know, it's just a good example of how, you know, we hear what we want to hear and we read labels only when it's really necessary. And this even happens with medications. You know, people get a medication, they read the directions on the amber bottle. Rarely do they read the attached information that comes with it because people usually tear through the bag, take out their prescription, start using it one a day, two a day, three a day, every 4 hours, every 8 hours, every 12 hours. We read what's on the amber bottle label. Rarely do people ever read the side effect list or actually about the medication. And most people don't even know what they're for or why they're taking it and why they're still on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, even today, you know as well as I do, some people don't read that supplement facts panel.
True.
They look at what's on the front. That still happens today. More and more people are now looking at the supplement facts panel, which I think is phenomenal, and everybody should. But don't look at just the front. And I always say the front is marketing's job, is to make it look pretty, exciting, and make you want to pick it up and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
The supplement facts are on the back, that black and white, boring chart. That's where the facts are. That's what you have to look at, because you need to know what you're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what you're putting in your body.
True.
Then you go from there. But it does happen today. I see it all the time. Not near as much as 10 years ago. But it still happens there. People just pick up, I'll take this. This looks good. Never realize what they're taking. And that happens so frequently with calcium, too. Oh, calcium, that's all I need. But they don't look at the form. And like you said, calcium has got so many different functions in the body. It can help with muscle cramping. It can help with blood pressure. It can help with heart rhythm. But most people think calcium just for bones. No, that's one of its major roles, yes, but it's not just for bones.
Well, I also think that, you know, we do live in a time now when you are picking your minerals, especially your calciums, that you have to take into consideration what's going on, you know, below your mouth and above your waist, you know, what's going on in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people today who do have poor digestive systems. And I think you have to decide also, are you someone who's on a acid blocking medication?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on something like one of the purple pills where you're shutting down your pump in your stomach? If you are, that is going to be working on one area, but the radiated negativity, you know, side effects is that you may not absorb your calcium very well. You know, we're hearing of a lot of people that have been on medications to suppress their acid, and, you know, they haven't been absorbing their calcium for a long time, and that's going to affect your bones. So you have to know a little bit about what's going on the inside to make your choices better.
And it's not just calcium. Whenever you're on those acid pump prohibitors, we do need acid to digest things. We do need acid to break them down. And when you shut those off, and it's not just calcium that takes a toll as far as absorption. There are so many other nutrients, and I know we're not talking about those today, but just realize when you do that, there's always going to be some other side effect. There's going to stop your acid, so you're going to stop your digestibility, so you're going to stop how the body's going to be able to absorb and utilize, and then you just kind of throw it in the air and hope it works.
There is also one more thing before we start on the products here. There is that mentality that taking something is better than nothing. And we learn a word, like the word we're looking at is calcium, and then we're at a drugstore, at a swap meet, or a department store, any place where you could think where they're going to sell things that are crazy these days. Mm-hmm. And you see calcium, and you just grab it, and you're like, okay, I got my calcium. Mm-hmm. One, we don't read labels. Two, we don't ask questions. Three, we don't know what the source is. Four, we don't know if it even can be digested. But there is that, well, yeah, I've been taking it. It may work. It doesn't work. We don't know, you know, until we get our DEXA scan or we get another check on our bones, or we find out that we have osteopenia or osteoporosis. Something is not better than nothing. You know, you need to make sure you're choosing a little wiser. This is important. This is the skeletal framework of your body, and things need to be strong because otherwise we're just a pile of goo without our structural system, you know, so.
I can see a bunch of piles of goo walking around.
Yeah, well, some oozing around.
Oozing, yes. Well, that is. I mean, our bones, our structure, that's what holds us up. That's what everything else is surrounded by. That's what protects our organs inside. We've got our rib cage that protects mm-hmm. that. We've got, you know, how do we walk if we didn't have strong legs and strong bones holding us up? So most people look at calcium as to help support their bone. Mm. The bone, the predominant form of calcium in the bone is called hydroxyapatite, or tricalcium phosphate, or calcium phosphate. It's a blend of minerals, calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. It's not just calcium. And that's what people really have sometimes a struggle to get past. Well, my doctor said just take calcium. Well, but it needs these other components so that it can actually go to the bone and lay that mineral on the bone. So the form of calcium, number one, is the most important thing you have to look at. Now, as we said, calcium does other things. So if you need calcium in your blood, that you want it circulating in your blood more to help with muscle cramps or heart rhythm or blood pressure, then you want to take it in a form that's easily absorbed into the blood. It's not about so much absorption, but it's also absorption and utilization. Where is it going to get used? So something easy to absorb into the blood would be calcium citrate. But if you take calcium citrate thinking it's going to go to the bone, you got another thing coming because it's not. It needs to find those other components to make it that structure to go to the bone. So looking at calcium for bone health, turn it over on the back. And that's why I love the Country Life Target Men's line of minerals, because we use multiple chelates, multiple carriers. See, all minerals need a carrier. And I use analogies, and I think everybody who's heard us before, I always like using analogies. So think of calcium as a caboose and your chelate as the engine. That chelate will take your proper calcium to where it needs to go. Okay. So if you take calcium citrate, that is calcium with citric acid as the chelate. So you got one giant load in the caboose and one engine, and you take it all to one receptor, and there you dump it. It's going to be absorbed very easily in the blood. But what about bone health? What is so unique about the Target Men's lines of minerals is we have multiple chelates for the mineral. That's those different names. When we talk about reading supplement facts, and you turn it over and you see, oh, are those all different kinds of calcium? No, they're different forms of calcium because of the chelate that's used to attach it. So instead of having one giant load in a caboose, you have little cabooses with a little bit taking to multiple receptors. That's what that multiple chelate system means. That target MINS means you're targeting multiple receptors for your minerals because you have more than one receptor on your cell for many different things. There's not just one road into your cell. There's multiple. So when you have a group of minerals that has multiple carriers, you can get a little bit delivered to each of those receptor sites and therefore allow your cell to absorb and utilize it much more efficiently because it's not one big giant mound delivered at one receptor site. That's the target MINS line of minerals for Country Life. And then we have the different formulas. We've got the calcium-magnesium complex. We have that, the calcium-magnesium complex with vitamin D. Then we have something called Bone Solid. Bone Solid is not under the name of Target MINS because it is not minerals with chelates. It's actually bone ash. It's actually bovine bone ash. It's exactly what's found in bones, goes very easily to that bone. So there's a lot of things people can look at as far as how to get the calcium that they need for bone health. Always want to look for those multiple chelates.
You know, someone just chimed in and she said, you know, I found out that after taking a calcium that I got from my pharmacist from my drugstore after 10 years, I had that false sense of hope and went in and I found out I had extreme osteopenia into osteoporosis. And my doctor said, you need to start taking calcium. She said, I've been taking it for years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. We need to know what we're taking. And I didn't.
Mm-hmm. It's very important. That's why it's so important to go somewhere like Stay Healthy, because they know all this stuff. They can actually help you determine what is best for you for your specific needs. And remember, we're all individual. And what's sad is even the pharmacy, I mean, they tell you what they have there. Where at Stay Healthy, you get actually educated on what you might need. And everyone up there, they're not going to be afraid to say, you know, we don't carry that here, but you need this. That's what you need. That's what you need as far as being a reputable health food store where you can walk in there, talk to people who know what they're talking about, and let them guide you. That's so important.
You know, the thing I've always been able to pass on about the folks that Stay Healthy is that, you know, they're going to, first of all, they carry the best lines. And if they don't carry a line, I've learned over the years, there's a reason. And they won't even talk about negativity parts of it. They'll just talk about the great products that they do carry. But, you know, the nice thing is I think a lot of us are just not used to having our questions answered and be able to create a relationship where you're actually a person when you walk in, you know, and you come back and they remember you and you pick up your conversation from where you left off the last time. And there's nothing better than having that comfort in something as important as our health and well-being. And when it comes to calcium, this is really important. You're laying the foundation for today, for tomorrow, for next week, next month, next year, next decade, and then even decades after that. So it's really crucial that you choose. I mean, it's sometimes when I look at all of the offerings that you have, I think to myself, there's a lot of different things here. You know, how do people choose? And I'm like, you know, read the labels and know your body.
And what are you looking for the supplement to do? What do you want to accomplish? Then you determine what you take there. You know, and you said something very, very important in today's time. Everybody at Stay Healthy knows most everybody that walks in there by name. Oh, I remember you when you were just 5 years old. Oh, you know what? I've been up there, and somebody comes walking in, and Marge will say, oh, there's so-and-so. That's so rare today. You cannot find that anywhere else.
Oh, that's so true.
And believe me, when you're in need, when you have something dire going on, that's where you want to go. So if anybody listening has not been to Stay Healthy, I challenge you all to go up there, meet the people up there, talk to them, get to know them. I have been up there a couple of times, and people are driving from Henderson to Stay Healthy because they don't want to go anywhere else. They don't really trust anybody else. Have developed that relationship. So let the people at Stay Healthy develop a relationship with you, and you will never regret it.
when someone is coming in to stay healthy and they're taking a good multiple vitamin, they're taking maybe a couple products, they take your methyl B, which I love and I talk about all the time. I probably talk about it in my sleep because I love it so much, and other products within the line. And then they decide that they're going to use a really good calcium product. You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's take our break,
okay,
and then we'll walk through this, and I think it'll be easy for people to choose. We're talking with Audrey Ross today. It's Country Life Vitamins. Remember, low everyday prices on the line of products from Country Life every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And remember, whatever you have in questions, they can answer it for you right at the store. We'll be right back with Audrey Ross. Don't go away.
At Country Life Vitamins, we've been helping people live happy, healthy lives since 1971, and we believe integrity should always be our number one ingredient. We are committed to this belief because you deserve high-quality nutrition, specifically crafted with the high-quality standards to support your health. Towards these ends, Country Life's manufacturing facility is an NSF GMP registered facility, as well as USDA certified organic, so you can feel good about the products you're taking. Country Life's pledge to integrity to you is based on the five standards for integrity to ensure that all of our products are pure, wholesome, natural health supplements full of natural goodness. Look for our high-quality natural vitamins like our Coenzyme B Advanced for increased energy or our Flexable for joint health at a health food store near you.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Millions of Americans eat gluten-free, but did you know that if you follow a gluten-free diet, you may be deficient in certain essential vitamins and minerals? Country Life Vitamins has the answer. Country Life Vitamins is the first supplement company in the United States to have our complete line of products certified gluten-free. That's over 500 products. Serving the natural products industry since 1971, Country Life stands behind our commitment to ensure all of our products are certified gluten-free, crafting for you hundreds of high-quality, gluten-free supplement offerings. Ask for our high-quality natural vitamins like our Coenzyme B Advanced for increased energy or our Flexable for joint health at a health food store near you.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Does your multivitamin come from real food? Experience the goodness of real food with a multivitamin crafted from over 40 fruits, vegetables, legumes, sprouts, and other organic foods. Real Food Organics. From the moment the seed is planted in crop-rotated fields to the time it's sealed in our iconic amber glass bottles, Real Food Organics adheres to USDA organic quality standards so you can be assured that you're getting the best of real foods from real farms. Nothing artificial and nothing genetically modified. That's right, Real Food Organics is non-GMO. By combining fresh, raw whole food ingredients with probiotic cultures and fermenting and freeze-drying this mix, we're able to deliver a product we can feel good about calling real food. Look for a USDA organic logo and choose a whole food multivitamin made from real food from real farms. Real Food Organics.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Stay Healthy has the longevity to make sure that you get it done right. The great products in every single department, the best of the best every day, and the most knowledgeable staff always available at the store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, we're talking about calcium, and we're talking with Audrey Ross from Country Life. And my question right before the break, before we decided to get started on this, on our choosing the right product for us, even though it's kind of hard to make a mistake, even if you're in the best line, but there's always one that will probably work better for you. Question number one, why is magnesium necessary with your calcium, or is it that necessary?
So, calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. People forget about that phosphorus component. Calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus make up your calcium phosphate. Okay? So okay, the three of them need to be present, and that's what a lot of people miss. They think just calcium, magnesium, and, oh, we get enough phosphorus in our diet. Well, okay, so you take calcium, magnesium, and then before it can convert to the calcium phosphate to go to the bone, it's got to look around for that phosphorus. Where when you take them together in that hydroxyapatite form or the tricalcium phosphate, calcium, magnesium, and phosphate, those are all components. Taking just calcium by itself will not by itself go to the bone.
Okay.
So, yes, Magnesium is important, and so is phosphorus.
Okay. Now, when you're looking at the line, let's say we've got all the products lined up next to each other, mm-hmm. and you think to yourself, well, you know, they see, oh, this one's got zinc. I guess this is good. This one's got citrate in it. You know, this one's a tablet. This one's a liquid. You know, I mean, right now your head is probably spinning around right off. You're doing like a scene from The Exorcist. So,
you know, yes, it is.
You
and
know,
you put all those options up there, and people go, I don't know what to take.
Mm-hmm. Where do you start?
Are you vegetarian or vegan? That's question number one, because that will determine what's going to work best for you for bone health. If you are not vegetarian or vegan, a simple way to look at bone health is bone solid. The Country Life Bone Solid is microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, which is bone ash from bovine bone. It's where everybody gets it, very standardized, but it has all the components of bone, along with vitamin D, and K, also important for bone rehab. So if you're not vegetarian or vegan, go straight to Bone Solid. The uniqueness about Bone Solid in compared to other microcrystalline hydroxyapatite products is on the front of the label, you'll see something called Fruit XB. That's food form boron. Food form boron has research that shows it actually helps remineralize the bone. So boron plays another role. So not vegetarian or vegan, bone solid. Now, you're looking at the supplement facts. It's, oh, it takes six. Well, three will do just fine unless you have severe osteoporosis. If you are looking for prevention or you have osteopenia, mm-hmm. if you take three bone solid every day and in 6 to 8 months get another DEXA scan or 12 months, whatever your plan is, you'll see a benefit. Because it's exactly what the bone needs. There's no trying to figure out where it needs to go, what it needs to do. It is actually bone ash with the vitamin D and the vitamin K in there that get it to the bone. That's my favorite. Now, capsules. I don't want capsules. I'm not vegetarian or vegan, but I can't swallow capsules. We've got a great liquid. It is not bone ash, but it is that tricalcium phosphate, that hydroxyapatite with vitamin D in it. So the liquid option's there, but then you also should get K2. And we've got a great K2, little strawberry K2. I take those all the time. Every day I take that. Because K2 plays more than just bone health. It also has a lot of research that says it's helping to decalcify things like your arteries. So non-vegetarian, vegan, you've got multiple options. Vegetarian or vegan, we have tablets and capsules. We have liquid. Which delivery method do you want? I will tell you, if you go capsules, you'll have to take twice as many pills as if you do tablet. So if you can swallow a tablet, that's the way to go, especially with the Country Life tablets. They dissolve in 39 minutes or less. We test every batch in a dissolution machine with just water, body temperature water, but we make sure that those tablets dissolve. Some people are weary of tablets. Oh, they don't dissolve. I heard all those horror stories. And some tablets may not because they use such hard, strong binders. All of our Country Life calcium tablets will dissolve. They're not going to be stuck in your colon. They're made that way. That's one of the standards we set for ourselves. So if you do tablets, you take half as many pills as if you do capsules. Now, for the vegetarian, we have the calcium-magnesium complex with vitamin D3. And that is from lanolin. For the vegan, we have the calcium magnesium complex that doesn't have D in it. But for the vegan, if you take that calcium magnesium complex, you're going to have great results in your bone health. But I would highly recommend taking the vegan D3 and the vegan K2 with it for maximum utilization of those minerals.
Okay. Is there a better time to take it during the day?
Well, as we've talked before, mm-hmm. it does you no good in the bottle.
No.
You need to figure out when you're going to take it.
True.
If you remember to take your supplements in the morning, then take it in the morning. If you remember to take it at night, take it at night. A lot of people like taking the calcium-magnesium complex at night because that magnesium also has a benefit of helping with a little bit of relaxation, too.
A little bit of sedative kind of value?
Yeah, not really sedated, but just more relaxation, just kind of help. And then some people say that they like the calcium magnesium complex because in the morning it helps them with their bathroom issues. So there's a whole lot of other benefit for magnesium in the product, yes, to make the hydroxyapatite, but then minerals don't just stay to one spot. Your body knows how to disperse them. But when you're going for bone health, the hydroxyapatite formulation, the calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus, whether you have the one with the D3 or without, add those in there. That's what you want really for bone health. And I've heard so many stories from people as I travel the country, this really helped my bone density. And my sister is one of them. I mean, she was diagnosed with osteopenia. She's 50 years old. She just was doing the tablets. Her next bone density, oh, she's fine now.
Let me ask you a question. Today we have a lot of people that are going in for, and we have addressed this topic before, but not with calcium. They're going in for gastric weight loss surgery and, mm-hmm. you know, getting sleeves and bypasses and things like that, which of course alters the state of absorption in your stomach and, of course, the actual room that's in there for things to digest and fill up the stomach cavity. You know, a lot of people find out their hair, their skin, their nails, a lot of them have trouble with their bones and their joint later because they're not absorbing their minerals and their calcium like before. If you are one of those candidates, would liquid be the best? I mean,
yes, it would, in okay. my personal opinion, because when you have gastric alteration, you change how your body breaks those nutrients down in the stomach before they go to the small intestine. So in the liquid form, you don't have to worry so much about breaking things down as much as you do about the absorption in the small intestine.
Okay.
Also, people who have those surgeries have very limited space.
Yep.
When we talk about that. There's not a big amount of space there. And a tablet will take up some space until yeah. it's dissolved. So anybody who's had any gastric anything, a tablet that you can crush, and by the way, our calcium tablets can be crushed. They actually can be. People are surprised when you can show them. Actually, you can use the bottle that they're come in and then rub it across the top like a little crucible, and it'll crush the tablets. So if you want to do that, that's fine too. But the liquid's so easy, and it tastes wonderful. There's blueberry and pineapple. It's amazing stuff. So altering your GI tract in any way, you really need to look at what mode of delivery you're taking. And I know some people have had part of their colons removed or part of their small intestines removed because of issues. You have to look at that as well.
Well, and plus we talked about using an acid-restrictive medication. That's an altering of your gut as well.
Exactly. Exactly. To be careful with that. But that's why the Country Life Target Men's line for all the minerals is so great because they're basically ready to go. Your body doesn't have to do anything. You either have to break down the tablet. Again, all of our tablets break down in 39 minutes or less in a normal gut. They're tested in water, so people who have the acid pump inhibitors, they don't have to worry quite as much about that with the Target Men's, but any other nutrients they need to be worried about as well. So there's a lot, there's so much that's involved because, again, technology has helped us understand things, but also there wasn't gastric bypass 30 years ago.
You know, we've learned that the high dosages that were recommended in the past were really more of a weight and measure back then, and now it's more about the actual serving size and dosage. And, you know, some people will, you know, they come from the old school where they used to take 2,000 milligrams a day, and now they're maybe taking 500, maybe 1,000, if that. And they're like, well, I'm not taking as much as I used to. And it's important to let them know that, you know, you probably aren't, but you're probably absorbing more.
Right. And it's the elemental weight that you look at.
Yeah.
Elemental weight is what you actually get, how much actual calcium, that mineral calcium, is in there. So the elemental weight, and that's where manufacturers have gone to, is labeling, and all of our minerals are labeled in elemental weight. I don't know of really too many anymore that are not labeled in elemental weight. I could be wrong on that, but I know for sure all Country Lifes are labeled in elemental weight. That's exactly how much calcium is in there.
Is
before it was just a total scale weight.
Is a 250-pound man needing the same amount of calcium as a 140-pound woman?
Depends on the person.
Okay.
Here we go to individuality.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is sometimes people who are overweight or heavier have stronger bone density because their weight-bearing exercises happens every day as they're walking around.
Just moving.
Yes. And where that tiny 110-pound fragile woman may have low bone density, but she's physically fit.
Mm.
You look at that, oh, she's so skinny, but let's look at her bone density. Her bone density could be very low because there is no weight-bearing exercise, really, that happens during the day because there's very little weight there. So it's an interesting concept. How we need to look at that, as we talk all the time, find out what you need. Get a DEXA scan. Do you have osteopenia? Do you have osteoporosis? Is your bone density in the normal range? Let's find that out first before you start putting things in your body that you may not need.
The other thing is, you know, we noticed today, and this is quite interesting because I had heard from a friend of mine that had gone in for implants in his jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And he was using your multiple vitamin, and the first couple attempts before I met him, they tried to do implants, and it would not grow calcium around it. And so they had to do this surgery with him two or three times. And, you know, and he came to stay healthy. And I heard about it after the fact. And he was using your calcium product. And I don't know which one. But when he went in for his third attempt, it was like a year and a half later. You know, the doctor said, you know, we're going to try this again. He formed calcium this time. And I think what I really learned from that point in time is it really cemented the idea that it's not just about just going through the motions. It's going through the motions with something that's going to make a difference, and that you can actually change that problem by putting in the right product. And, you know, he likes to tell people this story that, it is really, you know, important about exactly what you're using. So he tells that story a lot about the implants, and he finally got his implants done because they formed calcium and, you know, cemented in his jaw.
Mm-hmm. Makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and today sometimes oral surgeons will use hydroxyapatite added into the jaw when they're trying to do that because they know the importance of it and that it is actually the material that makes bone. And you know, they never used to do that either. But again, technology helps us understand these things better. But if you provide your body with what it needs, it will do what it needs to do. That's a simple fact. But you have to first determine where the deficiencies are. So is your bone density low? Is it osteopenia? Is it osteoporosis? Find that out before you just start adding something in. Because too much calcium can actually cause some other problems like kidney stones and hardening of the arteries, which those large amounts of calcium citrate, that's why calcium got a bad name. Because they weren't going to the bone. They were just floating around. Going, oh, here's a nice soft tissue. Let's sit here and wait.
Right.
So we have to be very cognizant of what our body needs, listen to your body, and then go in to stay healthy and let them know what the situation is, and they will direct you to different options.
You know, I have a friend of mine, and his wife is a orthopedic surgeon. And, you know, she'll tell stories how she's doing joint replacement and things like this. And she can always tell the person that was using a quality mineral and a quality calcium product when she's inside working with the bones and the joints, because she said you can tell the strength. And she goes, you can also see the weakness in there for the people that have not been taking care. And, you know, and I asked him to ask her, you know, is this about an age thing? And she said, no.
Mm-mm.
She goes, I'll see people in their 30s that have got, you know, weak bones and sometimes even holes in the bones because they have not been putting anything in. She said, so when I'm in there working or I'm repairing and I'm putting in screws and metal plates and all these different kinds of things, you know, for trauma and accidents as well as joint replacement, she goes, I can tell a lot about a person just by the bones.
Exactly true. And it's not really just calcium that you take. It's what else you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Do you drink too much coffee? Do you smoke? Do you have a poor diet? So there's that whole host of things that also play a part.
Very, very true. You know, and I think we're learning that there's still a lot of stuff for us to learn. you know, and somehow we have to retrain our mindset that calcium and bone loss and osteoporosis and osteopenia is no longer an old person condition.
No, and so are so many. many other disease processes where they used to be thought of as an old person's disease are not anymore. Again, that has to do with technology, and as I said at the beginning, sometimes it's good for us, sometimes it's not so good. Because of technology, we have malnutrition, I think, because there's the fast food. There's, you know, quick this, or let's not go eat out of the garden. Let's quick run, grab a drive-through. Or, you know, there's just so many things that we have gotten away from, not eating from the garden. And I know that's difficult. I mean, I had a garden when I lived in Texas, and I don't have one now, but I miss it. It's not something everybody can do, but it's the whole concept of what we have evolved into makes us to become more aware of our own personal health. And don't classify something as an old person's disease, and I don't have to worry about it until I'm 65. Start looking at your health now, because now is going to determine how healthy you are at 65.
There's a question that just came in. It said, I had some broken bones from a car accident, and I'm healing. I do take the Target Men's, the calcium, magnesium, and zinc with D. I've been taking it for a while now, and my bones have been good. I don't have any signs of osteopenia or osteoporosis, but I'm trying to heal. Can I add in the liquid as well? Would it help my healing, or is it just too much?
So more is not always better.
Right.
If that person is not vegetarian or vegan, I would switch to go to the bone solid for a while, do the three of those a day for a while and see if that helps with the healing part of it. If the person is vegetarian or vegan, then stick with what you're doing and maybe add a K2, get that vegan K2 in the system.
Okay. Yeah, I that Bone Solid is a great product, and I really like the way that it's put together. It really is a superior product. And, you know, when you look at the label, if you understand what you're looking for, you'll be standing back saying, wow.
Why didn't I know about this before?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if you're really, really active and you're pushing your body quite a bit, you know, the Bone Solid is a great, not just a medicinal, but it's a great preventive protocol.
And remember also, if you're doing a lot of exercise and really pushing your body, your bones are alive. So providing them with something that is very easy for them to utilize and rebuild, you can build up your bone density really without even trying and focusing on it. Because when you move, that friction, the muscle and the bone, that tells the bone, okay, let's build up some more stuff here. So that's an awesome thing to add if you're very active.
Isn't it important, though, you know, when you're talking to, let's say, your doctor and you're a little bit older and the doctor said, I need you to work on your bone density, and they talk about food and supplements, but then they talk about, you know, increasing your activity to build healthy bone. And I think a lot of people are like, what do you mean? I don't understand. That just explained that.
Yeah, because when you, even walking, move your arms, move your legs, move your body, that's going to trigger your bones to start waking up. It's like, oh, we need to get busy here. Let's build some more, because that friction happens. As long as you are breathing, you can build bone.
Yeah, I love that.
And I tell people that all the time. They're like, oh, my bones are just getting worse and worse. You're breathing, right? Let's work on building those bones because they're alive. You can build bone no matter how old you are because you're still breathing.
What is the right age to start using calcium with children?
Oh, that's always a tough question.
No.
Their bones are growing all the time. What's their diet like? Do they have a healthy diet? Are they eating a lot of greens? You know, look at that first. If they're not, if they're active in sports, you might want to look at it. And there's lots of kids' calciums out there, but make sure you're getting the right form, that calcium hydroxyapatite. And when kids are, I mean, their bones really develop up until their 20s. They're building strong bones that way. Look at what their diet consists of. Look at what their activity level is. And that's a decision a parent has to make on whether they get calcium or not. You know, oh, glass of milk, that's calcium. Well, guess what? That's not calcium phosphate. It's calcium lactate. So milk isn't necessarily always the best source for calcium. Mm-hmm. It's a source for sure. But you have to have a variety of sources. So look and see what their diet is. And then why I say the leafy greens, because they have K1. K1 converts to K2, that important vitamin for bone building. If they're eating greens, they will convert K1 to K2 in the gut, and then that K2 will help build those bones. So it's a lot about diet, and it's a lot about getting some greens. It's not all about getting a glass of milk. You have to have those greens, too.
Real quick, could you add some of the liquid to the kids' smoothies?
You could.
Okay.
I mean, again, we have to be cautious because it's not designed for children.
Got it.
So, you know, we always have to make that check with the doctor first. But it's the right form. That's the one thing I can say. It's the right form. Just, you know, don't overdose it. Don't overdo it. Don't think more is better.
Well, I want to thank you. This was fun. We haven't had a show just on calcium before. Good idea, Marge.
Yes, Marge.
You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Be well, be healthy, and thanks for all you do.
You're welcome, and thank you. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My guest today, Audrey Ross, representing Country Life Vitamins. Of course, you can check out all the products from Country Life, the Maltese, all of the wonderful products. My favorite B vitamin, which is the methyl B from Country Life, which I love. It's the only one I've ever felt the difference in. And boy, I'll tell you what, everybody that I turn on to it really does enjoy it as well. It's a great B. But check out her calcium products as well. These are great, great products to choose from. And they can help you answer your questions there to make sure that you're choosing the right one for you. But, you know, if you're using it within the line, you're always going to find something that's going to work well. But with some questions, you might find the one that works even better for you. Great everyday low prices on the full line of Country Life vitamins at Stay Healthy Every Day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to come in. When you come in, don't forget to register for their drawing for their basket of the month. They have two baskets this month, the Himalaya and Gaia Herbs. Two baskets you can fill out a slip for, and they'll do that drawing at the end of the month. I know Marge has been really consistent about doing one of these almost every month, so this month there's two that they'll be drawing for at the end of the month. Remember, if you have a group, an organization, if it's for your church, if it's for your extracurricular activities, maybe it's your job, your business, your company, and you know that everybody could probably use some information and education on getting healthy, I am here in town. I'm scheduling for the rest of the year as well as the first quarter of 2020. I will come out, do lectures at your business. We can do lunch and learns where everybody brings their lunch. Some companies like to provide lunch for their employees for those lunch and learn lectures. I do evening lectures, weekend lectures as well. Groups of, 30, 40, 50 to 10,000. I've done them all. And the nice thing about it is I'll let you pick the topic. It'll serve well, whether it's weight loss or flu and cold season or the bones or joints or stress or whatever you choose. We can do a question and answer after. It gives people the tools, and it really helps our absenteeism by getting people healthier and so they can make some better choices along the way. So those are available. You can contact me at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, or on my Facebook page is Dr. Jeffrey Burke as well. Love to come out. I've got some recent information for people that are scheduling, so I'd love to schedule you for some upcoming lectures, and it would be really great because there's no charge for those as well. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. It's the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember, if you cannot turn in live and you can't, tune into the stream or whatever because you're busy or at work, no big deal. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon, download the show or shows that you want to listen to, and make it convenient for yourself so you can always stay in tune with the best guest in the industry and the relevant topics for your great health. Remember, check out the full line of Country Life products. Check out the calcium products. Ask questions on any of those that you may have questions on. And, start strengthening your skeletal system and put your body back into a stronger, healthier balance. Have a great day, everyone. Be healthy. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.